Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days, I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't let their J-O-B determine their identity. Oh, I like the way that sounds. Let me say that again. Real men don't let their J-O-B determine their identity. Every other Thursday, I make an appearance as a guest expert for men on the Moody radio station right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And a question I was asked last week was, how can a man bounce back from losing his job? Man, what a very serious question that is. I told the listeners that women need to understand that to a man, losing a job is like being punched in the gut. Now, since it was on Moody Radio, I had to keep it clean. But what I really wanted to say was like, it feels like being kicked in the balls. But seriously, for a man, losing a job and not being able to provide for his family is probably one of the biggest fears that we have as men. And I'm serious when I say this, that some men would rather even lose their life than their ability to financially take care of their family. Now, I'm not saying it's right, but it is reality. Because a man often attaches his value and his self-worth and his identity to what he does for a living. That's why when you see that men meet other men, especially if they're strangers, after they find out the person's name, the first question they usually ask is, what do you do? And if he's unemployed, it makes him feel like he's less than a man. Again, I know this is wrong, but it's a reality that a lot of women just don't understand. Even the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 5:8, but if someone does not provide for his own, especially his own family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Wow. So what should a man do if he loses his job? How does he bounce back? Well, what I share with them is what I'm going to share with you on the Real Men Check-In this week. I share with them 5 things that we can do as men. Number one, we need to do an honest assessment. We need to ask ourselves some self-reflecting questions. Like, was it something that I did or didn't do that cost me my job? Was I a good steward of my time on the job? Was I faithful in the little things? Now, you need to know this so you don't make the mistake of taking the old you into a new job. Now, you may not be able to change what happened on your old job, but you can make sure it doesn't happen again. So honestly ask yourself, what happened? Was it your fault? What could you have done differently? Now, the second thing I told him that we need to do is resist playing the victim. Resist playing the victim. Even if it wasn't your fault that you lost your job, this is not the time to throw a pity party. First of all, nobody's going to come. And if the party lasts too long, you can end up losing a lot more than your job. Instead, take your power back by trusting and standing on God's promises. You know, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. See, the truth is, God isn't shocked that you lost your job. And he wants you to use this setback as a setup for your comeback. So when he leads you to the next opportunity, you will praise and thank him for it, not just whine and complain about it. Now, here's the third thing I share with him. I said, you need to humble yourself. If you've lost your job, humble yourself by taking on any job you can get, even if you think it's beneath you. James writes in chapter 4, verse 6, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So if I lose my job and I'm having trouble finding another job because I'm overqualified, I shouldn't let my PhD get in the way of me getting a J-O-B that would help me provide for my family. Now, yes, it'll be embarrassing, and yes, it'll probably make me feel bad, but I can't expect God to promote me to the palace if I'm not willing to serve in the pit. The truth is, there is no job beneath you or me if God is being glorified in it. The Bible says in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, whatever you do, work as if you're working for the Lord, not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. It is the Lord you are serving. So whether you're a boss leading a team or an Uber driver chauffeuring a team, let everything you do be unto the Lord. And speaking of teams, the fourth thing I share with them is that you need to hire a team. If you lose your job, hire a team, meaning you need to let those who know you best recruit for you. Instead of being embarrassed about losing your job, let everyone you know that you're looking for a job and be specific. Tell them the type of job or jobs you're looking for. When I was a professor, my college students used to always ask me, Professor Martin, can you help me get a job? And I always say, sure, McDonald's is always hiring. Now, of course, that's not what they meant. So I asked them to be more specific. Are you looking for a specific position or just a paycheck? So in addition to posting your resume on LinkedIn, ZipRecruiter, or any other online platform, don't forget good old networking. Because I found over the years, some of the best jobs are the ones that never get posted, but rather the ones that get shared through referrals. And finally, the fifth thing I suggest is raise your stock. Raise your stock. Now, while you're unemployed, focus on raising your value. You have extra time now, so what new skills can you learn? What new opportunities can you pursue? How can you make yourself more valuable and indispensable to your next employer? What can you do to generate income as a side hustle that you could potentially turn into a full-time hustle? Think of this acrostic, CANI, C-A-N-I. That stands for constant, never-ending improvement. Use this time to work on you. Because whether you're employed or not, you're still the CEO of YOU Inc. And nobody's going to invest in a business that is going bankrupt. So make sure your stock is always going up even when your income is going down. And remember that this is just a season. It's not a death sentence. Because real men don't let their J-O-B determine their identity. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And make sure you don't miss an episode. Please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as always, you know I love sharing podcast reviews with our listeners. And I picked a great one today, and I picked these at random, so who knows, if you leave a podcast review, I may read yours on the air. But this one came from O'Reilly. And O'Reilly writes, I discovered this podcast on a road trip to California. God's timing is perfect, and the messages were perfect. I listened the whole way there and back on my journey, and a couple of episodes I listened to two or three times. I'm hooked on this podcast now, and some of the interviews have revealed new authors, books, and speakers that I'm enjoying listening to and learning from as well. All men, not just Christian men, should be listening to this weekly. Thank you. And thank you, O'Reilly, for that 5-star review on iTunes. Again, I encourage you to leave us podcast reviews because not only encourages me, but allows us to be found and heard by other men like you listening to the podcast. And if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.